This is Patrick Smith welcoming you to the 352nd edition of the Talking Newspaper for Todmorden, which covers the period up to and including Thursday, 5th of January, 2023. This month's news editor is Jenny Coleman and the news recording engineer is Kevin Emmett, who is also responsible for this month's USB stick production and the website entry. The magazine section, which follows the news, has been produced by Peter Gibson and starts with a New Year quiz from John Hodgson with questions set by John and his wife Elizabeth. That's followed by Keeping Warm in Winter from Jean Anker, a topical piece despite the fact that we first published it in January 2014. Next, John interviews TNT volunteer Christine Williams about living at 800 feet. And this is followed by a piece from Halifax Blind Society about visiting historic sites. After that, we have another interview from John, and this time he's talking to Ian Alderson, who's recently published a book called Todd Tales. John hears from Ian about the story of the book. We then hear another voice from the past, and this time it's Val Clark, who used to do a regular poetry corner for us back in 2011. In this recording, Val reads McCavity the Mystery Cat from Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats by T.S. Eliot. And finally, John returns to complete the magazine section with the answers to the New Year quiz. For this month's info spot, Paul has selected the following items from the TNF Soundings website, and they are RNIB health-related products, get ready for 2023 with a review of 1923, winter nights and sight loss, nature notes, winter's birds, and all about the charity Mobility Trust. Now, please note that in order to be certain of receiving next month's edition of the Talking Newspaper, you need to get your pouch back in the post to us by Tuesday 7th of February. But now it's time for the news, and we're pleased to welcome a new reader to the team this month, Kate Evans, who some of you will remember as a modern languages teacher at Todmorden High School. And the other readers this month are Julie Lord, Margaret Whiteley, and me, Patrick Smith. So now, over to Kate for the first item.